నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
Today morning we are reading from Canto 5th, Chapter 1, The Activities of Maharaj Priyavrat. Text number 38. So, text is long. So, we'll just read once. Paradevata prasadadigatatma pratyavarshenanu pravrutebhyaha పుత్రేభ్యః ఇమం యథాదాయం విభజ్య భుక్తభోగాం చ మహిషిం మృతకమివ సహ మహావిభూతిమితి మహపహాయ స్వయం నిహితర్నివేదో హృది గృహీత హరివిహారానుభావో భగవతో నారదస్య పదవీం పునరేవానుససార. కెన్ రీడ్ వర్డ్ వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. Paradevata, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Prasada, by the mercy, Adhigata, obtained, Atma Parayat Parat Pratyavam Shareshana, by self-realization, అనుప్రవృత్తేభ్యః, హు ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ ఫాలో హిజ్ పాత్, పుత్రేభ్యః, అన్ టు హిజ్ సన్స్, ఇమాం దిస్ అర్త్, యథాదాయం ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ అకార్డింగ్ టు ద ఇన్హెరిటెన్స్, విభజ్య డివైడింగ్, భుక్తభోగాం హూమ్ హీ ఎంజాయిడ్ ఇన్ సో మెనీ వేస్, చ ఆల్సో మహీషిం ద క్వీన్, మృతకం ఇవ ఎగ్జాక్ట్లీ లైక్ అ డెడ్ బాడీ, సహ విత్ మహావిభూతిం great opulence, apahaya giving up, swayam himself, nihita perfectly taken to, nirvedaha denunciation, hrudi in the heart, gruhita accepted, hari of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, vihara pastimes, anubhavah in such an attitude, bhagavatah of the great saintly person, naradasya of saint Narada, padavim position, punaha again, eva certainly, అనుశాసార began to follow. Translation: by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrat, reawakened to his senses, he divided all his earthly possessions amongst his obedient sons. He gave up everything, including his wife, with whom he had enjoyed so much sense gratification, and his great an opulent kingdom, and he completely renounced all attachments. His heart, having been cleansed, became a place of pastimes for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, he was able to return to the path of Krishna consciousness, spiritual life, and resume the position he had attained by the grace of a great saint Narada. purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Purport. As enunciated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka, Cheto Darpana Marjanam, Bhava Mahadava Agni Nirvapanam, as soon as one's heart is cleansed, the blazing fire of material existence immediately extinguishes. Our heart are meant for the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This means that one should be fully Krishna conscious, thinking of Krishna, as he himself advises, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru. This should be our only business. One whose heart is not clean cannot think of transcendental pastimes of the Supreme Lord. But if one can once again place the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, he very easily becomes qualified to denounce material attachments. Mayavadi philosophers, yogis and jnanis try to give up this material world simply by saying Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This world is false, there is no use of it, let us take to Brahman. Such theoretical knowledge will not help us. If we believe that Brahman is the real truth, we have to place within our hearts the lotus feet of Sri Krishna, as Maharaj Ambarish did. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. One has to fix the lotus feet of the Lord within his heart. Then he gets the strength to be freed from material entanglement. Maharaj Priyavrat was able to give up his opulent kingdom, and he also gave up the association of his beautiful wife as if she were dead body. However beautiful one's wife and however attractive her bodily features, one no longer interested in her when her body is dead. We praise a beautiful woman for her body, but the same body, when bereft of spirit soul, is no longer interesting to any lusty man. Maharaj Priyavrat was so strong by the grace of the Lord that even though his beautiful wife was alive, he could give her association exactly like one who is forced to give up the association of a dead wife. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam va jagadisha kamaye, mama janmani janmani ishvare bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kitvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service birth after birth. For one who desires to advance in spiritual life, attachment to material opulence and attachment to a beautiful wife are two great impediments. Such attachments are condemned even more than suicide. Therefore, anyone desiring to cross beyond material nescience must, by the grace of Krishna, be freed from attachment to women and money. When Maharaj Priyavrat became completely free from these attachments, he could again peacefully follow the principles instructed by the great sage Narada. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaisham Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Itinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Shashunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. I seek the blessings of senior devotees, specifically Yadavarpu and others, so that we can discuss on this very elevated subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Specifically after seeing this very strong purport of Prabhupada, I feel more unqualified to speak sitting here, but for our purification and glorifying the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Srimad Bhagavatam, will try to discuss. So today we will try to see this purport Prabhupada writes. Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari ki, Shri Gaunitaya ki, Sita Ram Lakshman. In purport Prabhupada writes, mostly this two important themes. First paragraph Prabhupada writes that unless one's heart is not cleansed and he is not fixing the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his heart, one cannot give up the material entanglement artificially. So, and then Prabhupada is quoting here this verse of Shikshashtakam, that Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirmapana. So here, when Prabhupada is talking about giving up the attachments, that has to be properly done with spiritual maturity. And that spiritual maturity is only when Krishna has taken shelter at the heart of such a devotee. Without that, it becomes an artificial show, giving up the attachments. So Prabhupada in second canto gives a very proper, clear-cut understanding of what this putting the Lord in one's heart is. Because many times, as Priyavrat Maharaj, he went through the whole episode of dealing with different varieties of situations. He is one of the special personality in Srimad Bhagavatam who went through so many ups and downs. First he was just a nice simple brahmachari, then he has to take the kingship, and then he was again by the mercy of the Lord came out as a very great devotee and then freed from all unnecessary entanglement, and then again by the grace of the Lord he was cursed by Mother Parvati to become a demon, and then he took the task as a demon to perform his devotional service. And there also Bhagavatam describes that how he had such a wonderful conversation between Indra when they had a fight, which becomes a crest jewel of verses of Srimad Bhagavatam, which are like glorified by great sages, is prayers of Vritrasur. So when Prabhupada is talking here about detachment, the detachment has to come gradually in the heart of a sadhaka by proper study of scriptures, and when he is following that scriptures properly in his life. Prabhupada writes in his second canto, Chapter 8, text 4, which is questions by King Parikshit. This verse, Prabhupada very nicely describes that what makes the Lord to come and sit in heart of a devotee. Here in this verse he says, Shunvata saddhaya nityam gunatasya sucheshtitam kalenati dirghena bhagavan vishate hridi. Person who hears Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, manifested in their hearts within a short time. He says, Shunvataha, by hearing, Shraddhaya, with great faith, Nityam. He says, always, not, and Prabhupada goes on, you know, describing what is this Nityam. He says, practically, very heavily condemns the mentality of just hearing Srimad Bhagavatam as a pious entertainment for a few days, 3 days, 7 days, and then having our own life after that, so-called Bhagavat Saptaha or things like that. So then he says Nityam, and he says Gunatasya Sucheshtitam, very eagerly and taking the matter very seriously and with great endeavor. So this also Prabhupada describes that a devotee takes this matter very seriously, not just matter of hearing any other subject matter. And then he says, Kalena na atidirghena. He says, not very far it takes for such a devotee to make Lord reside in his heart. So when one is, Prabhupada writes in purport, cheap devotee or materialistic devotee of the Lord are very much desirous to see the Lord personally without meeting the required qualification. Such third grade devotee should know well that material attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. It is not such a mechanical process that the professional Bhagavatam reciters can do the job on behalf of third grade materialistic pseudo devotee. So he says the attachment and seeing the Lord face to face cannot go together. So one has to come to the level of understanding what this material world is. Because this renunciation doesn't mean that giving up everything. That is a very external understanding of what renunciation is. Once one devotee who was very much inspired by talk of renunciation went to Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I want to renounce everything. And then Prabhupada said, everything belongs to Krishna. What do you have to renounce? You don't own anything. How can you even say that we have to renounce something? If I don't belong anything, I can't say that, the building next to Hare Krishna land, I renounce. And people will say, it doesn't belong to you in the first place. Where is the question of renouncing that building? So this material world also is not my property. It's Krishna's property. Everything belongs to Krishna. So when I understand it belongs to Krishna, and I use everything in Krishna's service, that is actual renunciation. So that understanding Prabhupada always established. And whenever this topic comes, Prabhupada always recommend devotees that how a devotee is not like a materialistic or even like a mayavadi, calling everything as false and giving it up. But he always understands the connection of that thing to Krishna and wants to utilize that thing for Krishna's service. Then he is considered actually renunciate. And then he is giving here a very important way of coming to that level of renunciation. That renunciation happens only by taking the Lord in the heart. That means when we start identifying ourselves as devotees of the Lord, servant of the Lord, and act on that level, then only we can give up the things of this world. So unless there is a higher understanding of spiritual life, our attachment to hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, attending kirtans, serving devotees, that doesn't come in our heart, it is very difficult to give up externally the enjoyment of this world. So, to come to that stage, there is a very sure shot way of advancement in spiritual life. And here, Srimad Bhagavatam, this verse gives that understanding very clearly. Shrunvataha shaddhaya nityam grunatasya sucheshtitam. That just by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam from the mouth of a pure devotee, that is the perfect and very sublime and very quick process to achieve that stage where Lord resides in one's own heart. So, by understanding this fact and being today the day of Jiva Goswami, who is also again connected to our parampara and is like glorified and by so many acharyas as one of the very special acharya and special, actually Prabhupada is describing that there are many philosophers throughout the world, and even in Vaishnava Sampradaya there are so many philosophers, but amongst all Jiva Goswami is considered one of the foremost because of his great literary work, at the same time the qualities which he exhibited in his life. So when we are seeing this life of these great acharyas, then we can know how we are supposed to lead our life in such a way that we become disinterested in material life and more interested in spiritual life. Like in case of Jiva Goswami, Jiva Goswami was son of cousin brother of Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. We find that these three brothers, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and Anupam, they were staying in Ramakeli, which was that time the kind of capital of Bengal, where the king was ruling. So there, all these three brothers, they were living. And these two brothers, Rupa and Sanatan, although very qualified, very great devotees, somehow by the force of providence and force of social pressure, they are working as the Prime Minister and Home Minister of Nawab of that area, and which was greatly condemned by people. Even his father was so unhappy that he has to see his sons working for such a degraded person. And it is said that personally his father every day used to do lot of sacrifices and lot of punya just to rectify this mistake of his sons. And he was praying that one day they will come out of this thing. Although they were very rich and very influential, they themselves never wanted that position. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, he always wanted to go to Vrindavan. So with great eagerness and great enthusiasm, he started going towards Vrindavan after taking sannyas. And we see from Chaitanya Charitamrita and other literature that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started towards Sridham Vrindavan, thousands and thousands of devotees were following. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in great ecstasy going to Vrindavan, which was his heartfelt longing from the very beginning. And he was taking sannyas for that purpose only, to go to Vrindavan and worship the Lord. So when he was going, thousands and thousands of people coming, and it became such a huge crowd. And when Lord was going towards Vrindavan, en route he took a detour which was not supposed to be on the, but he wanted to meet these two special souls, Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami in Ramkeli. So he goes to Ramkeli and have a very huge kirtan there. And when the Nawab hears about these things, he asks Rupa and Sanatan, who is this person has come here? But just to not make things more complex, Rupa and Sanatan says, no, this is just not very important. And then at the night, very secretly, Rupa and Sanatan, along with Anupam, and having this small jiva as child of Anupam, they all four goes to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And before they go to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they go through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, who were also present there in the whole Sankirtan. So first they get the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, and then Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu offers Rupa and Sanatan and Anupam at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this incidence of meeting of Sri Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very elaborately described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. But how they were so humble, taking cloth around their neck, keeping a grass in their mouth, they were completely flat on the ground, touching the feet of the Lord. They were thinking themselves so unqualified, they were not even ready to get up in front of the Lord. Lord personally has to pick them up and bless them profusely. And then Lord blessed them to be freed from these kind of attachments in future. Before this also, many times they were writing letters to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They used to write that, my dear Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are just rotting in this material world. We want to leave this and take to the full service of your lotus feet. And they were asking for the mercy, asking for his permission. And letter after letter, they were writing to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Mahaprabhu was not replying anything. Once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied a letter with, not very straightforward. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote that if a lady who has her paramour, she loves, then she will do the household activities in front of her husband very nicely, so that the husband will never have any doubt that his wife is having any such relationships. And keeping that eagerness in her heart, he is always meditating on the Parama. Like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote back. Because of their devotion and great intelligence, they could understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu now wants them to be a very nicely responsible person doing all their activities, and still in their heart of heart wanting and longing to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So then they followed that instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when they met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first time at Ramkeli, they were profusely blessed by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and many other devotees. So this meeting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his father Anupam, Jiva Goswami, that time small, he was so impressed by seeing the dedication and surrender of his own father and his uncle. So we can see that at child level, the impression of his father, mother, impression of his society, that goes so deep in the system that Jiva Goswami was practically became immersed and practically covered by the grace of the Lord, always meditating and thinking of the Lord. And very shortly, both Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami left for going to Vrindavan. Of course, first Rupa Goswami went. But when Rupa Goswami was going, that time Anupam also was going with Rupa Goswami to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But unfortunately, on the way there to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only, Anupam, by the will of the Lord, he left his body on the bank of Ganga. And when this news came to Ramakeli, the small jiva was devastated completely. His heart was so broken, not just because his father died, but he was a very great devotee. So after that, he was practically immersed, always tears in his eyes, greatly remembering Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. And even the people around, they were so much concerned that this small jiva, since his father has gone, has become mad, always crying, broken hearted. But Jiva Goswami, with so much of longing to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to meet Rupa and Sanatana, he was always in tears. And because since he has seen Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu together, his heart was already attracted to these two great personalities. And he always used to do some murtis, worship them. Specifically, he started worshipping Krishna and Balaram. And when he was worshipping, whole day he used to worship with tears in his eyes. So all the people, they used to feel very concerned for the activities of Jiva Goswami. But one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream, and when one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in his dream, having a great entourage of so many devotees, and they were doing Sankirtan, and when Jiva Goswami saw, he was completely in ecstasy. But when he got up, he saw that everything was vanished. So again he started lamenting, and with great lamentation he fell down to the ground weeping. And again in his dream, his most beloved Lord Krishna and Balaram, they came. And when Krishna Balaram came, Jiva Goswami, he was so enthralled by their darshan. How Krishna was standing in bluish form with Pitambar, having his head decorated with peacock feather, having a Kaustubha jewel, and Balaramji with his bright spring cloud like complexion, and having a bright blue dhoti. And then in front of his eyes, he could see both of them transforming into Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this small jiva, and he told, "Now I entrust you to Sri Nityananda Prabhu." And then Nityananda Prabhu ordered him and blessed him that you please always be surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this, soon Jiva Goswami was inspired by the Lord to go to Navadvip for taking darshan of different places of pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So with great eagerness, one day, telling some excuse to his other relatives, he went to Navadvip Dham. And when he entered Navadvip Dham, first he went to the house of Shachimata, where that time Shachimata and Vishnu Priya was still there. So when he went, they took this jiva, and they were very very much happy to see this small jiva coming there with great devotion. And then they blessed both of them along with their servant Vamshivadan. So when he was going through, Nityananda Prabhu was also accompanying him on this this Mayapur parikrama. And personally, Nityananda Prabhu was taking him place to place and showing and describing the activity Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. And because of their purity and because of their great devotion, they could see on their externally also how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and different devotees, they are doing Sankirtan. And then, after this, Nityananda Prabhu instructed Jiva Goswami to go to Vrindavan. But before going to Vrindavan, he told that it will be better for you to go to Varanasi first, that is Kashi, and learn Vedanta and learn all these Vedic scriptures from one of the very foremost learned disciple of Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya. His name was Madhusudan Vachaspati. So when he goes to Varanasi and then he studies under this Madhusudan Vachaspati, and because he was such a brilliant student, Madhusudan Vachaspati had no words for glorifying for this his student. All the time he used to do is go all over the place and describe the glory of his own student. And after taking lessons from Madhusudan Vachaspati, he went to Vrindavan, which was he eagerly waiting for so many days. And Bhakti Ratnakar says that when he went there, it was like a great festival. All the devotees of Vrindavan, they gathered to welcome Rupa Goswami. Jiva Goswami. Rupa Goswami was there, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Bhugarupa Goswami, Kashishwar Pandit. All these personalities, they were eagerly waiting for Jiva Goswami's arrival. And when he arrived in Vrindavan, being very always attracted to Rupa and Sanatana, Jiva Goswami came and offered himself at the feet of Sanatana Goswami, because he was one of the most senior devotee in Vrindavan. But Sanatana Goswami took Jiva Goswami and entrusted under the guidance of Rupa Goswami. And eventually, Jiva Goswami took initiation from Rupa Goswami and started serving him menially. Although Jiva Goswami was that time already so much famous, not only in Vaishnava community, but all over India as a great pandit, as a great learned scholar. So when he was serving Rupa Goswami, Rupa Goswami purposefully wanted to make this understanding of Vaishnava culture to all the future Vaishnavas. He always gave him very menial services, cleaning the paraphernalia of the Lord, cleaning the temple, making the arrangements. Specifically, when Rupa Goswami used to write on the palm leaves, that was his seva. That he used to prepare that palm leaves, make it ready for him, and make the pencil, that specific where the carving has to be done on the palm leaves. So like that, very menially he was serving at Vrindavan. And these two special instances happens in Jiva Goswami's life, which gives us an understanding of how a disciple is towards his spiritual master. Once when Rupa Narayan, who was one of the great scholar that time, he visits Vrindavan, and another is Vallabhacharya. instance. So once when this Rupa Narayan, very great scholar, who was going all over India and going to place and conquering different scholars. Yes, he himself was a very great scholar. He used to call on debate with other scholars and he used to thoroughly defeat them. And then he used to sign a Vijaya Patra. That next person who is defeated, he has to sign that I am defeated by such and such person. So when he was going, he understood that here are the two personalities who are very great scholars, Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. So after defeating everyone, he comes to Vrindavan searching for Rupa and Sanatana. And when he comes in front of Rupa and Sanatana, with great pride he says, I am the great scholar, I want to defeat you. And Sanatana and Rupa Goswami, they were so humble, they said, my dear sir, indeed you are such a great scholar, and we are not as scholar as you are. We are so insignificant. Why do you unnecessarily waste your time, which is so valuable, to debate with us? Because we are not at the stature of yours, so don't waste your time. We accept our defeat. And then he said, okay, if you accept your defeat, then you have to sign here. He said, okay, no problem. They signed. And when he was going back, very happily, as if he has defeated this Rupa and Sanatana, Jiva Goswami came across. And this Rupa Narayan thought that they have already defeated, now I have to take sign of Jiva Goswami. He said, your uncles have already signed, you also sign. Jiva Goswami became so furious. He said, what nonsense you are speaking. He said, just because they were humble, they have signed. It's not that you have defeated them. He said, I challenge you for debate. And for 7 days they were sitting on the bank of Yamuna. And at the end of 7 days, everyone unanimously agreed that Jiva Goswami has thoroughly defeated Rupa Narayan. And with bent neck he went outside of Vrindavan. And with great apprehension and happiness, Jiva Goswami came to tell this news to Rupa and Sanatana, that I preserved your dignity. So when he came, Rupa Goswami said, what nonsense, why did you waste so much time to defeat this Rupa Narayan? Devotee never wastes his time like this with debates and arguments with mundane scholars. He said, that means you have some desire for establishing yourself. And he said, any person who is having this desire of pride in his heart cannot stay in Vrindavan. He said, get out. And then Jiva Goswami, that time he would have said, my dear Gurudev, this all I did for yours only. Please don't blame me. I am not at fault. But neither he complained nor tried to give justification. But he accepted that he has a pride in his heart, and with great shame, with great lamentation in his heart, that he has offended his spiritual master and did this offense, he left Vrindavan. And he went outside, started doing austerities, and he was completely emaciated in his health, crying all the day, eating just meagerly. And when Sanatana Goswami, he was on parikrama of Vrindavan, he found him again. And then he came to Rupa Goswami and he was telling that, my dear Rupa Goswami, the three principles which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us, I think you are not understood properly. So Rupa Goswami also became very concerned. He also did not say, no, I have understood. See, I have written so many books. How can you say like this? He said, yes, surely it must be. Can you please tell me what I am supposed to do? How can I correct myself? And then when he was going through this Name Ruchi and Vaishnava Seva, and when it came to Jivadaya, then he could understand that he has to do daya to living entities at the same time Jiva Goswami also. And then Jiva Goswami was again called. Some similar thing happened again with when Vallabhacharya, who is one of the foremost of Vallabha Sampradaya, he was contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes used to chastise him for his, you know, lower understanding of scriptures. But at the same time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Vallabhacharya was senior to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very much, you know, respected him. So when this Vallabhacharya came to Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that time Rupa Goswami was writing Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So with great love and appreciation and respect for Vallabhacharya, Rupa Goswami said, "My dear sir, now I am writing this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Please, you know, if you find some corrections, please edit it." And he gave that to Vallabhacharya. Vallabhacharya took it and he found some 2-3 corrections. So when he was going back, he was taking for his bath, again Jiva Goswami came and he told that, you know, I am trying to edit the book of Rupa Goswami and I have found out some 2-3 mistakes. So Jiva Goswami said, "How is it possible? There are no mistakes in the writings of Rupa Goswami." And he established from the higher perspective, if you see, from the devotional point of view, there are no mistakes. And after hearing that whole, you know, conversation, Vallabhacharya was so impressed. He came with all that, you know, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu gave to Rupa Goswami. He said, "I am very sorry. No, I tried to correct your writings, who is so great that his disciple is so great like Jiva Goswami. What is my qualification to correct such a person who had such a disciple like Jiva Goswami?" So when Jiva Goswami came, again Rupa Goswami was very angry on him. He said, "How can you do this? He says, he is even senior to me and you dare to correct him?" He said, "You cannot stay in Vrindavan, get out." Again he was, you know, and then he went and stayed at Nanda Ghat, and he was there for long times, you know, going under the crocodile hole and staying there. Again, you know, Sanatana Goswami has to go and get him back. And this whole was happening in the place of Radha Damodar, because Radha Damodar was personally called by Rupa Goswami and he was worshipping him. But this Jiva Goswami's devotion and his Guru Bhakti was so great that Rupa Goswami, at one point of time, he entrusted the deity worship of Radha Damodar to Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami took it as his heart and soul, started worshipping Radha Damodar. Jiva Goswami has written many, he was one of the, in terms of writing, he is one of the greatest. He has written in his whole life more than 4 lakh Sanskrit verses describing the authenticity of devotional service. And he has written many books, more than 25 books. Out of that, the Shad Sadnarbhas are one of the major, Gopal Champu and many others. So when he was, you know, writing his books after Sri Chaitanya, Sri Rupa and Sanatan, unanimously he was, you know, put as a predecessor, as next Acharya, when Rupa and Sanatan they left. So when he was taking care of the whole Vaishnava group, he was writing, and even Emperor Great Akbar, he had come once. And after meeting Jiva Goswami, he was so much transformed that after that, we find now also the, you know, these great temples, Radha Damodar, then Radha Govinda. It was a great contribution from the Emperor Akbar to make these temples very nicely. So they were so much inspired by Jiva Goswami to do that. And Jiva Goswami was the teacher of these 3 very great souls, which are they will go in history for their great contribution of book distribution. First marathon party, you know, first book distributors of our sampradaya. These three are Narottam Das Thakur, Shyamanand Pandit, Srinivas Acharya. So they all came from different acharyas, different gurus, and they interested them under Jiva Goswami. And they were, you know, taking the lessons and understanding deeply the devotional scriptures. But at the request of Janava Devi, these three devotees were sent to Navadvip along with all their books of all the Goswamis. So all these things were happening at the place, you know, of Radha Damodar temple, which was like a hub of all the acharyas. All these Goswamis, great devotees, they were meeting there. No? Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, Gopal Bhatt Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami. All these devotees used to very frequently used to meet there, take prasad together, discuss Krishna Katha. So that's how we see that even Srila Prabhupada, for his preparation of Srimad Bhagavatam and writing work, he chose to, you know, this place as his bhajan kutir. In that small, you know, room of Radha Damodar, he was writing this Srimad Bhagavatam just next to the Rupa Goswami Samadhi, because he knew that if he has to spread Krishna consciousness all over the world, the mercy and blessings of Rupa Goswami is so essential, because we all are, you know, Rupanugas. So when he was, you know, there doing his devotional service, you know, seeking for the mercy of Rupa Goswami, always meditating how to spread this mission as per his instruction of his guru, and when he was writing Srimad Bhagavatam, he was also thinking that how I should write in such a way that people will be able to understand the fact of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada also chose that same place where the pastimes of Rupa and Sanatan and Jiva Goswami were happening. So when we see such great souls, and they're just by hearing about them, our devotional service becomes very fixed. Because everyone's life, we require some leaders, some heroes. So when these acharyas becomes our heroes, they take place in our heart, then Lord also immediately resides in such a heart of a devotee. And then actually one can give up entanglement of this world. So I'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Jiva Goswami Pad ki, Jai.